Hello.
Hi, Melvin. How are you?
Did you get what I sent you?
What did you send me? I didn't receive anything.
I sent the documents.
By email?
No, yeah.
When did you send them over?
Day before yesterday.
So, Monday. Where did you send them from?
My email to yours.
Okay, what's your email?
MelvinJackson01@comcast.net. Someone contacted me and said it got them and they were going to take care of everything. I don't know.
Did you send them to the county?
No, they said they were going to send them to county. I don't know how to send them to county. I was told to let you take over everything, remember? Sorry it took me so long. I've been kind of down about my grandson. But I got my head out my ass now and getting back to work.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't see that you sent it over. Which email did you send it to?
Hold on. Let me get on my computer and see what's what here. You got to go to store. We're out of water.
I went to the store. There ain't no more water at the store. All the diamonds.
Get your coat.
I'll go tomorrow.
No, you going now.
Sure, I got some water.
I said go around the corner and get like four waters. Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, I'm trying to pull that up now.
Mm-hmm.
That's my daughter. Okay, I'm pulling that up now.
Okay.
Abigail Neiman?
Yes, but what was the email?
The email was, everything was on the same page. PNC, they wanted to know how much I got and how much was taken out on the first day it got here, which wasn't until yesterday. And they wanted to know about my insurance, which was on there as well.
Okay, what was the email that you sent the documents to?
Let's see what this says. Abigail Freeman at, I can't see, familyfirstsomething.com.
So that's, I don't know where you got that email from, but it's A. Neiman at familyfirsthhc.com.
It's A-N-E-E-M-A-N. I'm probably not pronouncing it right. I can't see too well. Diabetes is acting up.
Okay.
At familyfirst.com.
At familyfirst.com or familyfirsthhc.com?
Familyfirsthhc.com.
Here, I'm going to resend it to you. It needs to be that exact email.
I got what you said.
So which one? Can you read to me exactly which one you sent it to?
Yeah. A-N-E-E-M-A-N at familyfirsthhc.com.
Okay, so you're missing one H in there.
I can't be reading it to you if I don't have it.
Okay, yes.
And then
missing one H in the email.
Well, this is what you sent me.
I sent A. Neiman at familyfirsthhc.com.
Yeah, that's what it says, HHC. I told you several times I can't see too well because my eyes are at the moment. And here's PNC document.
Okay, and you sent it
now
on Monday?
What I'm going to do.
You sent this over on Monday?
Yeah. I'm going to copy this and send it again.
Okay.
United of Omaha, da 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 da, how much they took. BetterLink, how much they took. How much was deposited. And what came out on the first day. Okay, send. An email has been sent.
Okay, let's see if it comes through. Hi. Okay, I just received it.
Yeah, now that was supposed to be, you say you were taking everything, over everything. That's supposed to be forwarded to them, and then this is over. This is the last two things they asked for. And that was told to me by Maximus.
Okay.
I don't need
let me just go through this with you for a second. Yeah, let me just go through the list.
Sure. There are some things on there that really don't matter.
So you have the reasons for transactions here?
Yeah. They wanted to know how much I get a month. Social Security retirement, which is approximately $1,100, and what comes out on the first day. That's what I copied. Also, I copied, they wanted to know my insurance. My insurance is how much I pay them and everything on there.
Base and cash value of life insurance.
Yes. Mutual of Omaha.
Santander joint checking.
No, that was answered. There is no joint, what you call him, with Joshua Jackson. That is my grandson. I'm only his representative payee.
Okay.
And
then
let me discuss that on the phone.
Okay, when did you discuss that?
That's what I'm saying to you. Last week, me and her talked from Maximus.
Okay, fine, amazing. So I'm going to send it over to them.
And she told me I don't need to fill out a new application to send those two things over to y'all. Y'all send them to Health and Human Services, a.k.a. Welfare. And I should be done.
Okay, I hope so. I hope
no, I mean,
for you as well.
It's
yeah.
Since December, I have no leg that I needed help. I almost fell trying to get to the doctor today because my daughter's mild and marvelous schizophrenia. She's really no help.
Okay, I'm going to send over exactly what you sent me. I
and
can't get an answer, like, you know, the county's
yes.
going to have to give a response. I hope
yeah,
this is everything they need.
Nitpicking. They got to stop nitpicking, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. It's very frustrating. The county, it's very hard to get through to. And then once they do get through, they always find some issues. There's
yes,
nothing
ma'am.
We can do, but I'm going to send over this information you sent me. And I hope they will give us a response very soon.
That's what I'm hoping. It's been since December I've been home.
I know.
I've had four amputations to my leg. My toes, half my foot above the ankle, and 6 inches below the knee.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I know.
No, it's look, what God gives you to deal with, he gives you to deal with. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing you can do.
Okay. I'm going to send it over now, okay? And then as soon as I hear from them, I'm going to let you know.
Yeah, because I can use the help.
I know. I know.
I don't know what's going on with the government. I mean, when I'm trying to get help with my grandsons, I finally have good news. I got through the family court, and I got to go downtown and fill out the form to become guardian, and I can get them back.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're going to move back into the home, and then we're going to talk about the subject is Cashmere Services, Home Health Aid Services. They promised me the boys were going to come home for 30 days, they promised me. And on the 30th day, they said they're not coming home. But here's the kicker. The person that gave these orders, the person that told me to move my daughter out and let them keep the boys was only a lousy supervisor at Cashmere Services. There was no documentation from DHS. There was no documentation from Adult Protective Services, and the police were out, and they did nothing as well.
It's very upsetting.
Nobody will help me against this, this travesty. That the boys should have been allowed to come home immediately. And thanks for talking with me, and thanks for your patience. I really appreciate it.
No problem. I hope I can get an answer for you soon, and you can get the help. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they can only say that's enough, or frustrate us again and say.
I hope not. I hope this is all they need, and that we can get an answer very soon. I really hope so. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm gonna let you know as soon as I hear back from them.
I'm already depressed about my boys.
You know, it's very frustrating. I hope we can see some light here.
Yes. I had them for 30 years.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and their mother for 51 years. But like I said, I'll be waiting to hear from you, dear.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to let you know as soon as I hear back from them, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Okay. Take care, Melvin. No problem.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.